It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. When you think of rattlesnakes, you probably picture cacti and dusty, arid landscape. But Michigan's got its own rattler, the Eastern Massasauga. It's the state's only venomous snake, and it prefers a much swampier lifestyle than its western relatives. The snake's declining population recently prompted the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to propose adding it to the list of threatened species under federal protection. Here to tell us more about the Eastern Massasauga is MSU's resident critter guy, Jim Harding, who's the Wildlife Information Specialist at the Michigan State University Museum. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Mark.
Starting out, can you describe what the Eastern Massasauga rattlesnake looks like? How big is it? That kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it's not a real impressively big snake. It's a small snake, probably average adult size, is about 2 feet long. It's a kind of a usually a light brown color with some dark brown blotches down the back and dark brown spots down the side.
Easy to overlook in the wild?
Yeah, it's well camouflaged. It's very well camouflaged and very hard to see in leaf litter and whatnot. It does have true rattles on the end of the tail, little button-like segments that are on the tail tip, the hallmark of a true rattlesnake.
And if you disturbed one, would you hear that?
Most of the time. I mean, if the snake sees you coming and considers you a threat, it will probably make a buzzing sound. It's not that high-pitched sound, you know, that you get in the westerns, you know,
exactly,
when they show a rattlesnake. It's more of an insect-like buzz. The other end of the rattlesnake, you know, the head is kind of, it has a wide head and a distinctly narrow neck. I'm not sure I would call it arrowhead shaped like a lot of people would, but it is expanded. And another thing that you can see, this isn't a joke, you can actually see this from a distance, is that a rattlesnake, like all of the pit vipers, has elliptical pupils in the eye. Kind of cat-like eyes.
Okay.
And all of the non-venomous snakes in Michigan have round pupils in the eyes.
And I would be remiss in my duties as an interviewer if I didn't ask you next, where in Michigan do you find the Massasauga rattler?
They're found only in the Lower Peninsula and on Bois Blanc Island. There are no records for the Upper Peninsula. In fact, there are no venomous snakes in the Upper Peninsula at all.
Are they concentrated in a particular area?
Yes,
of the Lower Peninsula?
Yeah, the probably southwestern Michigan was the stronghold of the Massasauga. They do extend up into the northern Lower Peninsula. They're found, around Traverse City. It would probably be about as far north as they'd go. But the populations in the north are more widely scattered, and they were probably much more abundant in the southern part of the state.
What's happened to the state's population? How many do we have now? Do we have any idea?
Oh, I don't know. The Michigan Natural Features Inventory has been trying to do some surveys and get a handle on where they are and what the populations are like. But as far as putting numbers on it, I would hesitate to do that.
There are fewer of them than there used to be.
Oh, certainly.
Correct?
There are far fewer, yeah. And the problem is that you mentioned that they are a wetland-loving species. They like fens and shrub swamps, very characteristic habitat that if you're a naturalist and you've seen Massasaugas in the wild, you learn to recognize, hey, this looks like pretty good Massasauga habitat, but it's... in the summer, they sometimes do go upland. That's why I've heard farmers tell me that, oh, yeah, the rattlesnakes come up, and I bale them up in the second cutting of hay, in the summertime. So.
Now, if I asked you to take me to see a Massasauga rattler, could you do that? I mean, do you know where there's a population of them?
Yes, there's a few populations. Northern Oakland County used to be a stronghold, and of course that's one of the most fast-developing areas in the state. So they're being rapidly isolated and pushed out. And then there are several sites in southwestern Michigan Calhoun County, Cass County, Berrien County, Allegan County all have populations of Massasaugas.
Jim Harding is the Wildlife Information Officer for the Michigan State University Museum. We're talking today about Michigan's only venomous snake, the eastern Massasauga rattlesnake. And I understand the Massasauga tends to be pretty elusive. How much do we know about their day-to-day habits? What does it eat? What eats it?
Oh, well, that's a very good question. The snakes are what I would characterize as a fairly shy species. In other words, they don't like to bask in the open, you know. They like to kind of lay low down in the leaf litter and the shrub under the shrubbery, and their primary food is rodents, and their favorite food seems to be the little meadow vole that is found in these moist grassland areas. They will eat other types of rodents, deer mice and house mice if they could find them, and they would eat, occasionally there are reports of them eating frogs. And oddly enough, young Massasaugas will often eat other snakes. Baby garter snakes are apparently a favorite food for a baby Massasauga. So they eat a number of things, but they're mostly rodent eaters.
And what eats them?
They actually probably have a lot of enemies, things that know how to eat them. I would imagine skunks, raccoons, perhaps coyotes might eat them, birds of prey, red-tailed hawks perhaps, or maybe a day-flying owl like a great horned owl could probably take them.
Mm. The Massasauga is our state's only venomous snake. How big a danger do they pose to humans, and are bites fatal? Will they just make you sick? What?
That's a very interesting question, and I have a colleague, Tom Bouvet of Ann Arbor, has just sort of as a hobby has gone in and looked at the statistics on Massasauga bites through the probably the last 100 years or so, and he found that there's been about 43 fatal bites that he was able to record in Michigan. Most of them concentrated in the late 1800s, and there were no fatal bites after 1928 in Michigan that he could find. There had been a couple of fatal bites. It was one in 1962 up in Canada, up near Georgian Bay. But apparently the increase in rapidity of medical care, knowledge of medical care, and the use of antivenin, which came in the 1930s, accounts for the fact that their fatalities are very rare. And also the snakes are much rarer now than they used to be. They were probably reasonably common.
Are you more likely to encounter a Massasauga according to the season? In other words, are you more apt to encounter one in the fall than in the summer, or any dynamic like that in play?
There are probably two periods of activity when humans are likely to see them. If you're in the wetlands, a lot of people don't traverse wetlands, but if you're a naturalist or maybe a spring turkey hunter or something, and you're traversing a wetland, you may see them out basking right after they come out of hibernation. You know, they want to warm up. They hibernate down in burrows, especially crayfish burrows.
Spring?
Spring would be a good time. And then the second period of activity seems to be late summer and into fall. In August, they tend to go into more drier situations, up into hay fields and whatnot. And that's another time when people might see them. And then fall, probably it's getting a little late now, but earlier in September, they're looking for a place to hibernate. And so that's when they tend to move around more and get into trouble with people.
Jim Harding is the Wildlife Information Officer for the Michigan State University Museum. We're talking about Michigan's only venomous snake, the eastern Massasauga rattlesnake. Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed listing the Massasauga as a threatened species. What does that mean exactly, and how is that designation different from an endangered species?
Well, right now the Massasauga is nominally protected in the state as a special concern species. It's placed on the list of animals for which there is no open season. So it is a protected species. But a federal listing of threatened would give it stronger protection. It would mean that you'd probably have to consider the habitat, of the animal. If the habitat, were threatened, there may be some mitigation on that. Endangered, of course, is a much higher category. If they were listed as endangered, they would be very strictly protected, and probably there would be a habitat protection plan for them and whatnot.
Just in terms of being protected, I mean, I think it's people's instincts to destroy snakes, especially someone who's less familiar with snakes. People might have the instinct to immediately kill a Massasauga or really any other snake that they encounter, because the encounters with snakes are not that common.
Right. That's certainly a problem. You know, the idea of listing and protecting a venomous animal that's potentially dangerous to people, and it is, it is a potentially dangerous animal, even with modern medical care. If you get bitten by a Massasauga, it's probably going to be a quite unpleasant experience. And, that's the public relations aspect of, convincing people that a venomous serpent is worthy of protection is a challenge for a conservationist, I'm sure, yeah.
We've been talking with Jim Harding, Wildlife Information Officer at the Michigan State University Museum, about the Eastern Massasauga rattlesnake and the recent push to get it listed as a federally threatened species. Jim, great conversation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.